From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Mary Louise Kelly. These days, when we hear about symphony orchestras in the U.S., more often than not, we hear about financial troubles, canceled concerts, and labor strikes. But today, we're going to hear from an orchestra that has been transformed. 10 years ago, the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra had been through a strike and a falling out with its conductor. Then it got a new musical director, Robert Spano. Now, as Jeff London reports, Spano has turned the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra into a world-class ensemble and an incubator for new American music.
That's a new fanfare by composer Christopher Theofanides. It's one of 10 new fanfares commissioned by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra to celebrate Robert Spano's 10th season as music director. Like most American orchestras, the Atlanta Symphony plays all the standard pieces in the repertory, from Mozart to Gershwin. But under Spano's tenure, he's made it his mission to showcase new music. And he champions the music of a group of composers now known as the Atlanta School.
We had the idea not to have a composer in residence, but rather to work with a few composers regularly over time and not play just one work of theirs, but to play existing music of theirs, second, third, fourth performances, also to commission and do premieres of their music, to record it, to repeat it, to make them part of our musical life, our musical family.
One of the members of the family is Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Jennifer Higdon. She's had 6 works performed and recorded by the orchestra, including Cityscape, a musical portrait of Atlanta.
You know, for a composer, that sort of experience is the complete dream. I mean, it's just incredible to have a phenomenal orchestra with a really committed music director who believes enough in a piece to record the work on a major label and get it out there in the world. I don't think it gets any better than that, to be quite honest.
But Higdon remembers when Robert Spano first got the job, there were doubters.
They said, you know, Atlanta is a southern town, it's conservative, it's a social scene at the orchestra, new music isn't going to fly. And I remember talking to him about this. I'm like, how do you feel about them saying this? And he said, not a problem, I know what to do, I'm going to go in, I'll be convincing on the podium, you know. He says, this is a journey we all need to take together, and he was already right off the bat planning kind of long term.
Spano is well aware of his audience and says he doesn't want them to just appreciate these composers, but to love their music. Before new pieces, he presents videos and gives talks, and concerts featuring work by the Atlanta School of Composers are regularly filled close to capacity. While these composers have different personal styles, they write in an accessible musical language, and Spano says there's one thing they all share.
They're interested in tunes, they use tonality, and they're all interested in either popular or world music or both, and that influences their writing and is part of their musical language.
Composer Christopher Theofanides says he appreciates the care Robert Spano takes to prepare each new work for performance.
He did something unheard of, which is that he gave me 2 full 2.5-hour rehearsals with the orchestra to kind of workshop the piece prior to the actual performance week. Then the performance week, we had the full rehearsal schedule, of course, and everything, and it was just done in the best possible way. So by the time we got to the performance, it was a lot of what could have been some pretty serious kinks were really ironed out.
It almost brings a tear to your eye when the orchestra plays beautifully, plays well, plays this world premiere. It's not the orchestra getting the most applause, it's the composer.
Pierre Roux is music critic for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and while he appreciates Spano's commitment to new music, he feels that not all of these composers are challenging the audience.
They're giving the audience what the audience is expecting from a good piece of music, and so the craft is very high. The sound world is familiar.
But Argentine-born Osvaldo Goliov is one composer whose sound world is frequently challenging and unexpected. Robert Spano has played about a dozen of his pieces with the Atlanta Symphony, and Goliov says the collaboration has made him a better composer.
I feel that Robert is not just the conductor for my music, but also he's a great editor. He's someone that challenges me in sometimes very provocative ways. He doesn't take the text as sacred. He elevates me. He questions me.
Robert Spano says his proudest accomplishment over the past 10 years has been to foster, nurture, and record new work.
I get excited about being part of a process where the person who's writing the music is also going through a voyage of discovery in their own musical life and in terms of what they're writing for, what forces, and to be part of that is just exhilarating.
Spano and the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra just announced they've created a new record label, ASO Media, so that they can continue to record new work. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London.
At our website, you can hear more of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra with Robert Spano conducting. That's at npr.org.